it's more common than like alcohol now. Like I'll be in class, and I remember last year there'd be kids who would take them out during class, and teachers did not know what jewels looked like then.
You're listening to the Baldwin Life Podcast, episode number 29. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Baldwin Life Podcast. This is the show produced by the City of Baldwin for the City of Baldwin. We interview staff, elected officials, and industry experts from around St. Louis to keep you, our residents, in the know. I am your host, Kirsten Hostetler, and my co-host today is Officer Scott Stevens of the Baldwin Police Department. We have another traveling episode for you today as we packed up all of our recording equipment and made a trip to South High to have a conversation with some representatives from the Alliance for Healthy Communities and the Teen Voice for Change organization. This is a partnership that the city has had for actually quite some time, and the goal is to change some unhealthy conditions in our community related to alcohol and drug abuse, mental health, and more. Today we're joined by the director of Alliance for Healthy Communities, Ken McManus, and a senior from South High whose name is Samia. She has been active in the Teen Voice for Change aspect of that organization her entire high school career. She's an incredible young lady, and this is a really special group. I'm very excited to let you hear from these driven and passionate people, so let's go ahead and jump into today's episode.
All right, we're here with Ken and Samia. Thank you guys for having us out to your school. We're at Parkway South, and when we were walking in, I was telling Kirsten, I said, you know, I'm from a pretty small town. It always makes me nervous when I come to your guys' schools because they're so big. I think my whole entire city could fit in here. It's just, it's incredible to me how you guys are able to find your way around without Google Maps. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Samia?
Hi, okay, so I'm Samia. I'm a senior currently. I've been in Teen Voice for Change since freshman year. I am interested in pre-med, and that's pretty much it.
It's an exciting season of life for sure. So yeah. We're excited to see. Obviously, you've been involved with this for 4 years now, so uh-huh. You show a lot of ambition and drive, so I'm sure that there's a lot of good things to come in your future. That's exciting. So, Ken, do you want to give us a brief introduction for you?
Sure. My name is Ken McManus, and I am the director of a community collaborative or coalition called Alliance for Healthy Communities. We are a grassroots grant-funded operation that's hosted here in Parkway. They provide us the fiscal agency as well as all of our facilities.
Nice. And so part of that program is Teen Voices for Change, which you mentioned a little bit, Samia. Can you kind of tell us what that is in a nutshell?
So basically, Teen Voice for Change focuses on keeping our communities safe and drug-free, and it tries to bring awareness to our students of the problem that's going on in our community. So for our school, our main problem is teens thinking it's okay to juul and do alcohol, and there's really no one there to tell them what's right and wrong at this time because they don't know whether they should act like an adult or be more of a kid and rebel and have more fun before they become an adult and do adult things. So we're just there to say, like, hey, you need to watch out, and you need to watch out for your actions and be aware that this is not the path that you should be going.
I think that's such a great thing when it comes from the peer-to-peer where you're talking to your fellow classmates, and it's looking back, it's such an interesting time in life because you're 17 or 18 and you're talking to 14 and 15 year olds, and it seems like they're 100 years younger than you probably, but you're all right in that same group and you look up to one another so much. And I think it's really powerful whenever it comes from people who are respected in your community. That's where you get the most. Do you want to talk a little bit about the juuling? That's been a hot topic in the news lately. Mm-hmm. Perspective from a high school student on that?
For me, I feel like juuling wouldn't have been that big of a deal if it didn't come with many different flavors. I feel like juuling was mainly for people who tried to quit tobacco and like smoking, but instead of coming up with only tobacco flavors, we started coming up with flavors like mango and cherry and cucumber and creme brulee, which is really big at our school. So it's good that they're starting to get rid of the mango one. I think they came out with news last week that they're getting rid of the mango juul pod, which is very big for high school students right now. And it's just, it's more common than like alcohol now. Like I'll be in class and I remember last year there'd be kids who would take them out during class and teachers did not know what Juuls look like then. It just looks like a regular flash drive. So it's really hard to tell apart from regular like.
And these are e-cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
Or like a vape pen kind of style for anybody who doesn't know what a Juul is. That's just a brand name, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's really big at our school. People just will, some people will like sell them during class and they'll make money right away. And last year someone made $230 in one class period.
Wow.
Just from selling them. And it's really big at our school. So that's why we have TVC here.
So talk just a little bit about, like, because you said you've been involved since freshman year. What got you interested or why were you interested in being part of the change and part of this program?
So when I was in middle school, National Alliance for Healthy Communities, they also have a program called High School Heroes, which is whenever we were in middle school, these high schoolers came to our class and talked about the program itself and why they were in Teen Voice for Change. And it got me, I became inspired by them.
Yeah.
And all the middle schoolers look up to the grade above them. So we started looking up to the high schoolers at a young age and they were able to come to us at an early age and tell us about the dangers of what you could get into, like Juuls and alcohol, and why you should not start them or fall under peer pressure in high school. So I wanted to do what they were doing in high school once I got there.
So a quick shout out to whoever it was that was in high school.
Yeah.
What was it, High School Heroes? Is that
what
they
were?
Yeah,
High School Heroes.
Who had a big influence on you. And I'm sure, have you had the chance to reciprocate that? Have you been able to go talk to middle school
mm-hmm.
students and get them interested?
Yeah, so High School Heroes is a program that you do sophomore year. So
okay.
I got into that and I was able to go down to the middle schools and we got to teach them lessons a couple of times during second semester throughout February or April. And teach them whatever we learned in middle school.
Very cool. Scott, one of the questions that I had when she was talking, because from a police department's perspective, can you talk a little bit about the problems that you see with Juuling and, like you said, how the peer element is helpful in that discussion?
Yeah, like Samia was saying, it's one of those items that's kind of designed to be hidden well. I think it's from the news reports, the marketing is targeting unintended audiences, maybe intentionally or maybe by accident. That could be up to debate on which side you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they look like USB drives. They're very discreet. They generally don't smell like anything nefarious, at least,
mm-hmm.
until you're used to cotton candy smells in your classroom or in a place where you're not supposed to be smoking. You've seen this on airplanes where now they, you know, specifically name, you know, the vapes are no longer allowed on airplanes because people will look for these loopholes
mm-hmm.
That are, you know, trying to find these things, even people who have them legally. So it's a delicate balance point in the standards of what to do with the whole industry. You know, there's people who have been able to quit smoking because of that technology. So, you know, there's benefits there, I guess, but, you know, there's a lot of dangers that I think are not being talked about, or they're starting to be talked about more, and I know groups like Teen Voices and the Alliance for Healthy Communities have been talking about this for a while with their audiences of this is not safe, especially for children and or for our teens, and, you know, these are in the middle schools as well. It's not a high school exclusive thing.
Right.
So from a law enforcement standpoint is, you know, the laws just need to catch up, and I think it's really starting to get to where the enforcement aspect is coming into play.
Yeah. Well, I know you've talked before about how you guys can only do so much to encourage the younger population to take action, whereas, you know, a group like yours, Samia, like you guys have way more influence and power in like speaking to your peers. So it's just kudos to you guys and the group that you've formed.
Absolutely.
And what you're doing, because that's incredible. And we're so honored that you, you know, were willing to be part of the Baldwin podcast to use this platform and educate our residents as well. Ken, do you want to go in a little bit from your perspective as the director of this organization? You can talk about Juuling specifically, but what kind of problems are you seeing that you were really wanting to address when you got involved?
Sure. So the larger mission of the coalition is to try to influence behavior at the community level. Going to kind of building on Scott's point about the Juuling, you know, some of the things that are and it's e-cigarettes in general. They were initially created to as a quit smoking strategy, but the safety in them is really a function of that they don't combust tobacco and other products. Mm-hmm. They vaporize. What's not known, and maybe is becoming more so, is that the nicotine content of these juices, as they're called, is far more than any one cigarette. In fact, in a Juul, I believe, the cartridge is meant to be a full pack's equivalent.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, and, you know, teenagers, being the creatures they are, can often use a whole cartridge in little or no time, hardly spreading it out. Mm-hmm. So nicotine being a highly addictive drug, the potential for addiction with e-cigarettes amongst teenagers is actually greater. And so the concerns are it's just complicated, you know. And I think the other facet of that is it's, you know, whatever it is, it's the thing of the day, if you will, the next way to do something to be cool. Mm-hmm. And e-cigs and Juuls in particular have kind of fallen under that lens. You know, but the larger challenge for us as a coalition, whether it's with electronic cigarettes, underage drinking and alcohol abuse, prescription medication misuse, is to really want to find ways to help the community as a whole recognize these things as truly, genuinely dangerous. You know, Samia is a wonderful example. She's a beautiful young woman heading to college with aspirations. She's worked hard, as so many kids do through high school. But the risks taken in the lifestyles parallel to, say, school and sports put those developing assets at risk. The Alliance put an advertisement in last year's, so 2017, West County News, advertisement for prom and graduation both, really trying to send the message, you know, here is pure gold in terms of graduating or upper class high school students, and yet why take the risk? Why risk the loss? We work with, our organization is really a function of partnerships. So thank you for being partners with us.
Absolutely.
Baldwin Police, mm-hmm. the other police departments, all four high schools have Teen Voice for Change chapters, and Parkway Middle Schools as well. We work with faith-based leaders, civic leaders. We're not an agency in the sense of we have programs and products to sell. Rather, we're really a platform trying to connect partners into shared vision, shared activity, shared resources mm-hmm. that can, again, influence change at a level of community.
That's great. So how many kids are involved in, like, let's just say the Parkway South division of Teen Voices?
For our school, there's at least 12 people right now that show up at our mixers and our events. Mixers as in we hold mixtures for the middle schoolers where they can come and see what high schoolers do on a Friday night where they don't do drugs or alcohol.
Sure.
We can have fun without doing any of those stuff.
That's really cool. How often do you guys do those?
We do that at least once a month or every other month.
What other events do you have? I mean, it sounds like you guys are pretty involved with other things. I know we were talking before we hit record about some other projects you guys have worked on or other simulations that you've done.
Yeah.
Can you explain some of those?
Okay, so we have High School Heroes, which is a program for sophomores where they go down to middle schools. I've already talked about it before mm-hmm. earlier on. But other than that, we also have Stand Up 9 for freshmen, where we can take freshmen and they go to this camp and they learn how to better their community and they learn about the dangers of drugs and the problem that we have in our community. And they can come back and join TVC after that if they feel strongly about our cause. And then we also, at the end of the year, we have this event at South High called South Talks, where we have speakers from different categories ranging from, I would say, cooking to like racism in America or just, and then we have like a TVC panel, so Teen Voice for Change panel, where we did a car crash simulation
okay.
of what it's like if you drive under the influence. And we had actors, which were club members, and we dressed them up in blood, and we had wow. actual like damaged cars, and we had the students go outside in the parking lot, and the West County Fire Department came, and they acted as if they were saving the drivers, and some of them acted as if they were dead, and it actually looked really real that some of the students actually started crying.
Wow.
That's I've been to a couple of those before, and they're very intense, and I know a lot of work goes into that, so kudos to you guys for putting in that work and working with the fire department to make that happen. You know, those are those times of year, like Ken was talking about, you know, the times that everybody thinks about with proms and homecomings, where, you know, it's more apt to go out and maybe not be thinking as clearly as you would otherwise. It's very important to hit those times with that. But I think it's also great for that your organization is so active the rest of the time, because I think on any given moment, you've probably seen one of your classmates do something that you went, that was kind of dumb. So, I mean, it's it doesn't change too much the older you get, but you do try to hide it as a better, I think, about doing dumb things. But having people in your life that can help hold you accountable and is just incredible. What's been your favorite thing about Teen Voices for Change?
My favorite thing would be our mixers, because we do those once a month, but it's just fun to see all these middle schoolers come out and they try to talk with the high schoolers about what they do in high school. And it's just fun, like, having someone look up to you and you just want to be a better person for them.
Yeah, like you said, the accountability, Scott, kind of goes both ways in that instance then. And giving those kids the like a physical representation of what it can be like to not make those bad decisions, I think is really cool, because then, you know, like you said, you get the opportunity to want to be a better person and they are doing the same thing with you. So that's really cool. Everybody needs a group like that in life to kind of hold them, like have that foundation of good choices. So that's really cool. One of the other questions that I had was, for the average listener of the Ballin Life podcast, is probably not someone who's attending South High, probably just a Ballin resident, maybe a parent or a grandparent. What can the person who's listening to this podcast do to support your organization or to get involved in this greater initiative?
I would say be more aware of our club or just what our community is dealing with, because St. Louis has, isn't it, opioid problem?
St. Louis area has a serious problem with opioids
right.
and prescription medication misuse, right?
Yeah, so I would say be more aware of what's going on in our community. Like, we went to a 5-day trip in Florida, and our main goal, the people who put together this event, they, instead of talking about examples of how to better our community, they made us actually, like, focus and, like, made our own groups aware. We focused on our actual communities, and there was, like, people from like other states and even other countries where they would talk about their community and how they've bettered their community through the stuff that they did. And so I think we need to work together, and instead of just focusing on encouraging the club to do all the work for it, we need to work all together.
Get other people involved. Yeah. And so you said the overall Alliance for Healthy Communities, that's a community-wide organization, not specific to the schools. Is that
absolutely
correct?
Absolutely.
So how could people maybe get involved in that organization?
So there are two paths I want to invite people. The first is, and one of the central messages that we try to convey is, you know, just be really aware and cognizant, take ownership, if you will, of your own household. If you have medications in your home, please store them safely out of sight. If they are in fact opioids or pain relievers or psychotropic meds, if those could be put in a lockbox, those are easy to get. When you're done with your medicines, get rid of them safely. The Ballin Police Department, in fact, every police department I think in the Parkway region has a medication drop box. They also participate in the biannual or semiannual medication collection events, the medication takebacks. So, you know, managing the household, you know, just choosing to have a boundary. Underage drinking, drug use, simply just not an option in your home. You know, there are occasions when we're out doing community events and so forth, and people will come and say, you know what, this is so important, but I know my kids will never do any of this. And my response to them is, that may be true, I hope that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But we still need your house to be part of the safety net.
Right.
So the medicines to be stored and the alcohol to be, you know, ideally again in a locked cabinet, but at least put away out of sight, that kind of thing. We just kind of a strategic consciousness about the safety in each home. So that's path number one. Path number two is we are open to the community. We have monthly meetings the first Tuesday of each month from 4:30 to 5:30. We meet in the Parkway Central Middle School library. The exception to that first Tuesday will be January, because that's during winter break, so we'll meet the second Tuesday. And our meetings are open to the public. We have usually some work focuses, project management or development. We have some important topics, presentations. The meetings are just an hour. We try to time it so that it could be on the way home or at the end of a work day. We have a website, ahc-stl.org. There's a lot of information there. People can go and get fact sheets. They can find links to other organizations that represent maybe a smaller portion of the larger picture. So again, our website is ahc-stl.org. And if they want to follow up with something they find on the website or have a question after today, even, they're welcome to call me. My office number is 314-415-7015. Or my email is kmcmanus, K-M-C-M-A-N-U-S, at parkwayschools.net.
Perfect. Yeah, I think there's a lot of information out there. I know you guys have some social media channels you use as well. We'll link to all of that in the show notes. I think that the bell sounded like it was a good time to maybe wrap up here. Do you have anything else you want to, that you're sitting here thinking, hey, maybe I should have said this?
I don't think so. I would just say, no, that's it.
That's it?
I want to thank you guys for including us. You know, any opportunity we have to just draw a bit of attention. This is hard work, not in the labor sense, but in the sense of, are we making a difference?
Yeah, it's a big problem. It's hard to narrow down to see if you're actually seeing real change.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many subsets of the larger issue, whether it's the opioid crisis, which continues to escalate, the underage drinking marijuana, what have you. I mean, with medical marijuana now being a part of our social fabric here in Missouri, it's going to be really a challenge to see how we manage that. We just got done talking about e-cigarettes and juuling. Well, we now have this next level of challenge with legal medical marijuana. So we just really need the community to think about this through, think it through and buy in and participate in the larger agenda of keeping kids safe.
Absolutely. But thank you both so much. And Samia, thank you very much for carving out a little time in your senior year here for us. And we look forward to hearing good things that are coming out of your life.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's interview with Ken and Samia. Another big thank you to both of them for taking time out of their very busy schedules to talk about this organization and the progress that they're seeing. I would encourage everyone who's listening right now to head to the show notes for today's episode to learn more about that organization, see how you can get involved, keep an eye out for upcoming events, and just learn what you can be doing on a daily basis to help be part of the solution for this problem in the West County area. You can find those show notes at www.balwin.mo.us/podcast. And as always, and until next time, continue to enjoy the Balwin life.